And this is Mark Ulbrich stepping in on the Mike McFeely Show, doing the countdown to 80. Now it went down again, Pinto. Now it's at 76. We were at 79. Now it's at 76.
It's okay.
Is it okay?
Yeah, we'll get there.
Okay. We're doing a countdown to 80. I got Representative Ben Hansen here from West Fargo. Wanted to have Ben come in and talk about New Generation North Dakota and the Dem NPL party itself. Welcome, Ben. How you doing?
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
It's
pretty
good.
I'm
stuck inside. Is it nice outside?
It's very nice outside. It's the nicest it's been outside in months. Probably
in months.
5 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
September, October sometime.
Endless winter.
It is endless winter. Did you get away this winter at all? Or are you
not? I did. I got out for 1 week. I got out to visited some buddies in California back in February, but that was about it.
That was months ago.
Yeah, I know, and I was expecting to come home to hopefully have the fever break or the cold break a little bit, and then it just went a little bit worse.
No, so. We did the same thing. We went down to the coast and came back, and it was cold.
No.
You know, I told my co-workers that, you know, they were supposed to warm it up when I was gone, but
yeah,
that didn't work.
I was supposed to bring the warm weather back from with me, but no such luck.
But exciting news for the Dem NPL here in North Dakota. You have a great new generation of folks stepping up to run for office.
We sure do. We're very proud of the fact that we've got I'm in the North Dakota House, been there since 2012, so I'm pretty new. But this year we have we have 10 candidates who are under the age of 35 running on the House side with the Democratic NPL party here in North Dakota, and that's not just concentrated here out in the East either. We have a 20-year-old DSU student named Madison Voigt running out, and she's from Killdeer,
Dickinson.
North Dakota, and west of Dickinson, actually. She's in the district, west of Dickinson district, I want to say that's 39, but from all the way from out there, from Watford out to Fargo, across the state, we have all of our slates filled with some, I think, pretty strong candidates. I had a chance to meet them at a convention. It was a lot of fun, and we have a lot of younger ones, too, and I think it's going to be a little bit of a game changer.
And you've got quite a few women running for legislature this year.
That's right. I believe the number is, we have something like 29 women running right now on the legislative side, which is pretty high number. Women are a pretty big, pretty small minority in the North Dakota State Legislature on both sides of the aisle. So it'd be nice having a legislature that, you know, continues to look a little bit more and more like North Dakota.
So you got any candidates younger than you running?
Oh, yes. No, we got, I don't know the numbers by numbers, but we actually have quite a few. I know we have one up in Grand Forks by the name of Kyle Thorson. We have, I don't want to miss any. My friend J.C. Stoffern's running over out in West Fargo.
Yep.
Know her from back when we both interned for Ken Conrad together some 10 years ago or 7 or 8 years ago. And another young gal by the name of Jess Roscoe is running out here in Southern Fargo. And we have, like I said, out in Dickinson area, we've got Mandy Kubik, who has a lot of family members, all Kubik family members out there. She had returned home to Dickinson, where she went to high school and was helping out with her dad and been working out there with some of the oil patch companies, and wants to take a run for it out in Dickinson. We have out west of that too. So it's really kind of across the board, and I think it's very intentional, and I think it'd be a good thing for the state overall.
And you were one of the youngest folks, not the youngest. I know that West Fargo elected two folks under 30.
That's right.
And you and the senator represent this new generation of North Dakota that's coming forward. For many, many years, North Dakota struggled with trying to retain young people here in the state, and it began to gray. We began to see fewer and fewer young people running for office. We saw less new ideas, fresh ideas. What I mean, now that I'm 42, I can say this, I guess, but what are young folks in North Dakota? Are you getting a sense of optimism? Are folks going to stick around? Do they want to build the state? And if they do want to build the state, what is the vision for North Dakota in the 21st century?
Sure. Well, it could be a very long answer to that question, so I'll try and make it short. You know, growing up, my generation, a lot of us spent a lot more time online than previous generations. We might have seen a part of the world through our computer screens that maybe previous generations wouldn't. And we have a lot of folks that decided to stay here when they went to college. And now they have stayed here. They're getting older and they're entering in the job on the marketplace. Some of them might be getting married, looking at having children. So when they're looking around, they're wanting to see a future for their children here. And when you have to think long term and you have to think community building when you see that. So I think it's gotten them a little bit more civically engaged. We've become probably maybe a slightly more civically engaged or at least a politically engaged generation than maybe the immediate one previous, whatever that was, Generation X. And I don't, you know, there's not much point pitting generation against generation, especially with broad generalities. But When you take a look at that, we're a lot more active, and I think we're a little less apathetic. And now that we're having a few other folks run for these seats and see that, no, this is really something that you can do. It's not easy, and you're not going to be the governor, and you're not going to be in charge of everything. You're going to be one of many voices, but it's worth doing, and it's something that you can do.
And as we take a look at this idea of Imperial Cass versus Western North Dakota, which has flipped now because mm-hmm. the power in North Dakota, and you know this,
yep.
really has flipped over to the western side of the state, who holds the purse strings now moving forward, doesn't quite yet have the population that eastern North Dakota has. But is this tension still in existence? Is it getting worse? Are we seeing a difference in generations between east and west moving forward?
Well, I think if you ask some of the folks out west, they would say they aren't holding the purse strings. They just happen to have all the gold coins that the people who are holding the purse strings are taking. They don't feel like they're getting any kind of a fair shake right now with the percentage that oil-producing counties get back, which is usually somewhere in the 20s to 30% range from where they are. And when you so we're going to – and because they've had traditionally lower population states and because, still our legislative districts, simply put, are based on the 2010 census. Well, you've had a lot of explosion in growth since the 2010 census that wasn't even there before. So – I'd be willing to say, even as someone who's on the eastern side of the state, they might be very well be underrepresented.
And what we've seen in North Dakota, and I was surprised, to tell you the truth, that the Fargo-Moorhead Metropolitan Statistical Area is the fastest growing community in the United States right now. We are seeing explosive growth, and I know the industry you're in, you're on the front lines of that. Young folks are coming here, they're graduating college, they're staying here, but we're also attracting young folks from throughout South Dakota, North Dakota, and Minnesota to come here and settle down and raise a family.
That's right. No, we're attracting a lot of new folks, and what we hope to do, as part of that vision for the future that you had asked about, is we're hoping to make all parts of our state welcoming to new families and new communities, not just, we have for a while, the stereotype was that we had a lot of single males coming out and working the oil patch to either repair their credit, make a buck, make their way in the world, whatever. But they tended not to be there so much with new families. Now we're seeing, a record number of babies born. 800 babies were born in Williston last year.
Wow.
And that's a lot by that city standards.
That's a lot of babies.
They're doubling their classroom sizes, but you need to, that's a lot of growing pains and could be pretty rapid.
So, the city of Moorhead last year was celebrating that we had 500 kids in kindergarten. Well, what you're saying is that in five more years, we're going to have 800.
Oh, yes.
So in this, I want to thank you so much, Ben, for stopping on in. We've got Representative Ben Lean, who's going to come in next.
All right. We'll say hi to Ben. He's a good guy.
He is. Representative Ben Hansen from beautiful city of West Fargo. This is Mark Altenberg on the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO.